I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Police have made an arrest in this week's so-called belt rape attack. 39-year-old Kashawn Parks is under arrest. Police video released earlier in the week shows a man following a woman in the Melrose section of the Bronx Thursday night. He masks his identity, takes off his belt, lassos her around the neck, knocking her to the ground. The woman blacked out. The suspect dragged her between two parked cars and sexually assaulted her. Police say the victim identified Parks by his distinctive teeth and indicated she had previous encounters with him in the neighborhood. Latest report of subway violence in the five boroughs. Police searching for a suspect accused of slashing a woman with a box cutter near the Queens Plaza station.
Police say a 22-year-old woman was trying to get away from a stranger who had been drinking even moments before he attacked her. She got off and then back on a southbound E train when he followed her. When he got close, he pulled out a box cutter and slashed her in the knee. We spoke with commuters who ride the E train.
It's scary.
It's scary.
It can happen anytime.
Police say the suspect they're searching for got off the train at the Queens Plaza station. He was last seen wearing a red hoodie and blue jeans. The victim is in the hospital. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Long Island City.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says the county's Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force is expanding its scope. He says investigators will be using the techniques they used in the case of the Gilgo Beach serial killings to take what he calls a fresh look at other unsolved cases involving human remains. As for the original focus of the task force, a report for the DA's office says that's far from complete. The only suspect named so far is Rex Hoyerman. The report indicates there are other defendants yet to be named. About 1,000 members of the Maine faculty at Columbia have launched a no-confidence vote against University President Manoush Shafiq. Her testimony before Congress and her response to campus protests have angered a large part of the university community. The resolution accuses her administration of making unilateral decisions, putting both students and faculty in danger. The vote is by the arts and sciences faculty. It does not include members of the law and journalism schools. It's not binding. It is seen as a symbolic gesture. And pro-Palestinian protesters took over the lobby of NYU's library building yesterday afternoon. They unfurled banners. They demanded that the university divest from Israel. This is the third occupation led by NYU students since April 21st, and it comes 1 week after police cleared a nearby encampment. A university spokesman says the library is not only a place to study for finals, it's also where some exams are held. And the university says all students involved are subject to disciplinary proceedings. The protests are not isolated to NYU. Yesterday, police dismantled encampments at the University of Pennsylvania and at MIT, and arrests were made in both places, also at the University of Arizona. Mayor Adams had an audience this morning with Pope Francis. It's part of a three-day trip to Rome. He's also scheduled to attend the World Meeting on Human Fraternity, which brings together Nobel laureates, athletes, and celebrities to discuss how to combat violence and war around the world. Earlier in his trip, he toured the Colosseum Metro Station construction site and then visited a project aimed at turning the site of a large slaughterhouse into an arts campus.
When you saw the level of volunteers, it's almost like New York Cares in our city, with specific projects in communities on the ground and understanding how, if we come together, we can solve some of the small problems that lead to bigger problems later.
The mayor is expected to return to New York Monday. A judge struck down Nassau County's ban on female transgender athletes in county facilities. A local women's roller derby league had challenged it. Dr. David Kilnick is the president and founder of the New York LGBT Network.
Anytime we exclude a group of people based upon their identity or based upon their demographic, their color, their race, their religion, their sexual orientation, etc., that's illegal in New York.
Judge Francis Rosigliano ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman did not have the authority to issue the ban when he did so back in February. Blakeman responded, and I quote here, "Lack of courage from a judge who didn't want to decide the case on its merits. Unfortunately, girls and women are hurt by the court." The 148th annual Westminster Kennel Club competition begins today with an agility competition at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows. More than 2,500 dogs encompassing 200 different breeds and varieties from every U.S. state and all around the world will compete for best in show. And that trophy will be awarded on Tuesday night. I will be rooting for the Shelties. Bronx Week is officially back, and this year you'll have a chance to have even more tasty food options because the Bronx Night Market is part of the celebration.
Bronx Week is kicking off with a bang. With piping hot food sizzling on the grill, the chefs at the Bronx Night Market are making sure everyone gets to try their favorite dishes. For Chef Yusuf El Amin, he's serving up Soul Fusion.
It feels Tony the Tiger great. Yes, the spirit out here is sky high. The weather is beautiful. It's just an excellent day.
Soul Fusion started 3 years ago. Taja Latz says Bronx Week was the perfect place to share her family recipes.
It's all about community and embracing different cultures. So we're so happy to be a part of it.
Bronx Week is just getting started and it'll last for 13 days. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Grand Concourse.
Grassroots Grocery is holding a produce party today at Gun Hill Commons in the Bronx. Daniel Zotterer is the organization's CEO.
We wanted to do something really special on Mother's Day because we know that food insecurity is just skyrocketing in the Bronx and in high need areas throughout the city. And we wanted to come together as a community to do something about that.
More than 100 volunteers are packing and distributing more than 10,000 pounds of fresh produce to more than 1,200 families in the Bronx and Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.